This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the professional dairy producers, we look into the latest microbiome research with Dr. Noel Noyes, Assistant Professor of the Department of Veterinary Population Medicine at the University of Minnesota. So what exactly is the microbiome?
It's actually not an easy thing to define, and scientists get into heated arguments about this specific definition. So I like to use sort of more of like a down-to-earth definition. I think of the microbiome as sort of this invisible universe of living things that we can't see that are coating our bodies on the outside and the inside. They're living, you know, on our keyboard, and they're living on our farms and on the animals and all of the components of the farm. It's not just bacteria, so that's an important thing. It's other microorganisms like viruses and fungi and even like protozoa, which of course are really important in the rumen as an example. So they're all those little microscopic things that have their own life going on. And some of them, you know, can be harmful, as we know, the pathogens, but some are very beneficial and some are probably just hanging out and not doing much. But trying to tease all of that apart is a huge challenge. And it's what I love about my job, because we actually don't know more than we do know. So there's a whole bunch of things about the microbiome that we don't even know what's like what's fully there. So it's like a whole new frontier, sort of. So it's really fun to work on.
Listening to comments from Dr. Noel Noyes from a recent PDP Dairy Signal discussing the latest microbiome research.
The microbiome is, I almost think of it almost as like its own, it's not an organ system really, but it's almost like the immune system, right? Like it's critical to our functioning as like a living being, and it's critical to cows functioning as a living being. It is involved in immunity and sort of developing the immune system, making sure the immune system is working properly. It's involved in resistance to pathogens. It's involved probably in like signaling with the host so that the host cells are doing what they should be doing at certain times. So it is definitely a totally essential component of life for a cow. And we know from some pretty fundamental studies that animals that are born and raised in sterile conditions, so like where we're trying to like prevent them from getting a microbiome, they just don't develop normally. There's some, though, it's certainly just very critical to normal functioning. I guess my wish is that when they go out onto their farm, they're sort of like imagining the microbiome in their heads, because it's truly everywhere. And I think that almost, it's really helpful to think about it that way, because it makes you realize, like, first of all, how essential it is to the functioning of the farm, right? The functioning of the cow, the herd, the environment, even the crops, I mean, everything, right? And that's, to me, like just a really great perspective to start from. And then just to think, yeah, about how every time you're managing something, you're managing the microbiome. Just that very broad level is really helpful when we start to talk about specific research findings, right? To have that broad perspective is a great starting point. And then I guess my second thing would be to, you know, if you're thinking about trying to support the microbiome of your cows or your herd, or you're thinking about certain products that are available, who can you reach out to talk to about it and like talk through some of the most recent findings and how that relates to this specific decision that you're trying to make?
That's Dr. Noel Noyes from the University of Minnesota from a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free simply by going to pdpw.org. Our thanks to the professional dairy producers for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Some USDA reports discontinued last year are being reinstated this year, with most starting this May, as we hear from USDA Radio's Rod Bain.
The reinstatement of USDA reports discontinued last year.
We heard from many individuals, organizations, farmers, as well as congressionals, that they wanted us to reinstate those programs.
With advanced budgeting, according to the National Agricultural Statistics Service's Troy Joshua, the county estimate reports start on
May 6th. We're going to be publishing corn, sorghum, and soybeans.
With additional county estimates for cotton, cattle, rice, and peanuts set for publishing in May as well. Joshua notes the importance of such reports in decision-making, whether on the producer or policy level. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.